Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Police in Oakland are stepping up patrols. Volunteers are increasing their street presence. This is after several violent attacks on older Asian people, stoking fear and subduing the celebratory mood leading up to Lunar New Year. Officials have also been visiting Chinatowns in San Francisco and Oakland this week to address residents' safety concerns and condemn the violence as the holiday starts today. They vowed to combat a problem that's been simmering since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, but sparked new outrage after two unprovoked attacks were caught on video within a span of days and spread widely online. All California public school students will have a seamless access to free meals under legislation announced by a Bay Area state senator. Cap Radio's Ed Fletcher has more.
Berkeley Democrat Nancy Skinner says let's cut the red tape around school lunches.
And why we would have the cafeterias at school trying to figure out which kid gets to eat and which kid doesn't make sense. So I just call it's in the spirit of our schooling system now and our dedication to free education.
She says her bill is a win-win for kids and California farmers. Skinner's bill would take advantage of federal funds, but by her admission, it may come with a cost. Skinner was not able to provide a final projection of the cost of the program or an estimate of the number of new students that will be served. The program extends an expanded school lunch offering created during the pandemic. The bill now heads for a committee vote. In Sacramento, I'm Ed Fletcher.
I do miss reading the school lunch menu. A millionaire recycling plant owner who admitted to bribing San Francisco's public works director with gifts that included a 36,000 gold Rolex watch has been sentenced to a year and a day in federal prison. Florence Kong also ordered yesterday to pay. She was ordered to pay a $95,000 fine for bribing a public official and making false statements to the FBI. She acknowledged bribing former Public Works Director Mohammed Nuru. He and Kong are among nearly a dozen people who have been charged in an ongoing City Hall corruption probe. Many city department heads have been forced to resign. The story is hard to read. The city of San Francisco says that suicide rates of children have hit record highs in a lawsuit aimed at pushing the city's school district to reopen classrooms. City Attorney Dennis Herrera filed the lawsuit yesterday in San Francisco Superior Court. It includes testimony from hospitals in the Bay Area and doctors who cite alarming increases in suicidal youth. San Francisco's public schools have been closed since March. The lawsuit argues that keeping the schools closed despite city permission to reopen violates the state constitution and is harming San Francisco's children. If thoughts of suicide are up for you or someone close to you, the Suicide Prevention National phone number is 1-800-273-8255. KLW's license is held by the San Francisco Unified School District. Our news reporting is independent.